Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing once again the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to our regular worship services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our regular worship service this morning at 11. Tonight, we meet at 4 o'clock for our regular prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our afternoon worship service. Wednesday night, we meet at 7 o'clock for our midweek Bible study. So these are our services, and you're certainly invited to come and trust that you'll bring your Bibles, bring your families, bring an open mind to study what God's Word teaches us in this modern age. We would like to give you a special invitation to come to some special services that we're having at the Independence Baptist Church. The first week of March in each year is our annual Bible Institute. And during this institute, we have usually a variety of speakers from various parts of the country. We meet at 12:30 in the afternoon. Now, our first meeting will be March the 5th in the afternoon at 12:30. And we'll have two speakers, and we're generally out by 2:45. And then that night, we meet again at 7 o'clock, and we're generally out just a little bit after 9. And so we're going to start this March the 5th, and it'll go all the way down through March the 8th with the afternoon services and then the night services. And then on Saturday, March the 9th, we will just have the morning services beginning at 12:30. And so we want to give you this special invitation to come. I know that this is a real good time of fellowship for us, and we're expecting great blessings from God through the preaching of His Word, and so we invite you to come. This year, we have five speakers that are going to be here, and these men are, number one, is Brother Larry Jones, who is a pastor of the Grace Memorial Baptist Church of Memphis, Tennessee. Number two, Brother Cecil Fayard, who is pastor of the Central Baptist Church of Marion, Kentucky. And then number three is Brother Parvin Hall, who is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Cairo, Illinois. And then number four is Brother Richard Reddick, who is pastor of the Twin Hill Brooks Baptist Church in Hamilton, Ohio. And then number five, Brother Darrell Titus, who is pastor of the Salem Baptist Church in Willow Hill, Illinois. So these are our five speakers. So mark this down on your calendar. The first full week of March, we're going to have services from Tuesday all the way through Saturday morning. And so we really are looking forward to a good time of fellowship with God's people there. And we invite you to come knowing that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. This morning, if you would, if you take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'd like to read for our text verse 13, verse 14, and verse 15. The Bible said here, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." We'd like to speak to you this morning on the subject, Satan's counterfeit salvation. And we've read these verses in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13, 14, and 15, that we might understand. The Bible teaches very explicitly that there is, on the one hand, God, who is absolutely all good, right, and holy above all things. And then on the other hand, we have Satan, who is a copier of everything that God is. Now understand, I did not say that Satan even reaches the lowest pinnacle as far as measuring him up beside God. Because I don't believe that. The Bible simply does not teach that. Rather, the Bible teaches us that While God is everything holy, right, and good, Satan is the opposite. He's everything that is bad, ugly, and full of darkness, he is. And yet, the Scripture says here in verse 14 that Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. Now, we understand that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And yet, Satan has copied Jesus Christ, and Satan presents himself as the angel of light. That is, the bearer of light. Satan is absolutely evil. Now, in this same respect, we must understand that God saves sinners. The Bible said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so, there God so loved the world, and God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. And anybody that looks to the Lamb that died and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, in looking at that in faith, they will be saved. But we must understand that Satan also presents a false salvation. Now, it's amazing when you study your Bibles to discover that there were people in the Bible that thought they were saved when in reality they were lost. We sometimes think that it's a modern day problem when people are mistaken concerning their salvation. But it's not a modern-day thing. People have been confused concerning their salvation for as long as there's been people. If you think for just a moment, I know that you'll agree with this. Who in the Bible is recorded as being the first person who thought they were saved when in reality they were lost? And if you think about it just for a minute, I know you'll come to the conclusion that the first man that thought he was saved and he was really lost was Cain. Here is a man, Cain, who is the son of Adam and Eve, who is a religious man, and yet he murdered his own brother Abel. And the Bible says that if we hate our brother, we know that God does not dwell in us. And so Cain was a man who thought he was saved. He was a religious man, and he brought his offerings to the Lord, and yet he was lost. But Cain is not the only one. We find here in the book of Philippians chapter 3 that there was another well-known man in the Bible that thought he was saved, and all the time he was lost. And this man's name is the Apostle Paul. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ." Now here, we may not think about it too much, but Paul, the Apostle Paul, was a man who was a good man. As far as the morals of his own consciousness was concerned, he was a good man and a righteous man. And as far as Paul was concerned, at that time his name was Saul, but as far as he was concerned, he deserved to go to heaven. He was full of zeal. He persecuted those people that was against his religion. He fought them. He killed some of them, and he separated some families. The Bible says at one point that Saul wrought havoc with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the believers in that day, and yet Saul was lost. The Lord opened this man's eyes on the road to Damascus and gloriously saved his soul and changed his life. We find some characteristics of the satanic salvation. And Satan does give folks a counterfeit salvation, number one, and that is that people will trust a time when they came possibly before a church, or possibly when someone came to their home and talked to them about salvation. There are people that trust the time, but they don't trust Jesus, and they're not saved. There are some people that trust their walking down a church aisle, but that doesn't mean that they were saved at all. You see, Cain trusted all of his works, but he was lost. The Apostle Paul, before he was saved, trusted his works, but he was lost. And there are people today that are trusting that they made a confession, but they're still lost. There are people today that would say, well, you know, there was a time when I confessed Jesus as my personal Savior. That's the wrong thing to trust. It's not any good, don't you understand? It's not any good to trust a time when we made a confession that Jesus was our personal Savior. It's much more important to trust Jesus, who is our personal Savior. Paul warned people about a gospel that was not the gospel. It was another gospel. It was a false gospel. And yet it was so close to what the truth is. And this is the way the satanic gospel is. It's so close, and yet it's so far away. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. What Paul means here is that sometimes the same words are used in the gospel of Christ that Satan uses in his gospel. The same words. And yet there's a world worth of difference. There's an eternity's worth of difference in folks that trust Jesus and in folks that trust their confession of Jesus. There's a lot of difference. A lot of folks are trusting their baptism. Isn't it a shame? But you know, you can be baptized so many times that the tadpoles know your social security number. But that doesn't mean you're saved. Not at all. It's a false sense. A lot of people trust their good works. A lot of people trust doing what they can do. A lot of people trust going to church. A lot of people trust not stealing. A lot of people trust their trusting. But they don't ever get around to trusting Jesus. And I think it's a real shame. Satan has a counterfeit gospel. But you know what? There's only one way to be saved. The jailer asked the question, what must I do to be saved? The only time in the Bible that that question was asked. And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not believe in your good works. Not believe in this. Not believe in that. Don't believe in the time. And don't believe in your confession. Believe in Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We appreciate you listening and give you an invitation again to come to the services of the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.